Okay. So you're going for sure, isn't it? You're going for sure.
Actually, I'm going for a wedding on Tuesday. But I got to get, I'm getting stuck there because it was easier, you know.
Okay, good. Enjoy.
Oh, feels so bad.
Yeah, right. All right. So this evening I'd like to talk about a famous, what we call, I guess, a Shas Sugya. The Sugya of Mitzvah Avoha B'Aveira. It comes up in a number of different places. Connects to this week. This week we're going to read Behar and Chukosai, double sedger. This week we catch up to Eretz Yisrael. Right, because we've been behind, because the last day of Pesach was Shabbos. So Eretz Yisrael finished Pesach on Friday. So they read the next Shabbos, next Parsha, that Shabbos, Parsha Shmini. We were still reading the Pesach laning. So we didn't read Shmini until the following week. So the last few weeks we've been behind Eretz Yisrael. But last week they read Behar by itself. And this Shabbos we've been also by itself. We'll double up our vocab, so we catch up. Why we don't catch up earlier is a different question. I always like to tell over. I remember one year when one of my older children was in Eretz Yisrael for the year. It was similar to this. I think that year Shavuos, the second day of Shavuos was Shabbos. Sometimes that happens. Shavuos is Friday and Shabbos. The same problem. Eretz Yisrael, they move on to the next schedule. We're relating as Shavuos laning. So behind till we catch up. So my daughter came back and she was Parshas Baalos, as I recall. So we're sitting at the Shabbos table, the first Shabbos back, and she said, "Oh, I heard this said already last week." I heard this said last week. So my son was maybe, I don't know, six, one of my sons, the younger son. He said, what do you mean you heard this said last week? How did you hear it last week? So I said, "Oh, well, we're a week behind Eretz Yisrael." So I said, "A week? I thought it's 7 hours." I just couldn't explain it. Was it not the clock? Anyway, so Parshas Chukosai, the very last pasuk, so someone is the very last pasuk in Parshas Chukosai, and hence the very last pasuk in all of Sefer Vayikra, this is a Chazak week, says Perek Chav Zayin Pasuk Lamed Dalad, Eila Mitzvos Asher Tzivu Hashem Es Moshe Bnei Yisrael B'Har Sinai. These are the mitzvos Hashem commanded Bnei Yisrael B'Har Sinai. That's how the Sedra and the Sefer ends. So there's a Yerushalmi, a Gemara Yerushalmi, Masechet Chala, Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, at the end. It says the following. The Gemara there is talking about Matzah Gzula, Tani. Matzah Gzula. Osir Levarchala. A guy steals matzah. You know, he goes to the store, no one's looking, he takes a box of matzahs, steals it, and then now he wants to use it to say this. And the Gemara says, no, Osir, you can't use that for the mitzvah, you can't make the bracha of Alachalitz Matzah's box of matzah. Why not? Amar Behoshi Al Shein, he quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, which I printed in Source 5, he says, Ubotzea Berech Nietz Hashem. Which means for our purpose this evening, both say someone who steals something, make a bracha. That's like niyetzah. That's like angering Hashem. You take an item you stole and make a bracha on it. It's disgusting. And something just doesn't work right with that. Okay, Amar Biona Hador the Tam v'Tchila, but b'sof lo damu chayav lo. Biona says, well, that's only true b'Tchila, meaning before the victim, the crime victim, the nigzal, has abandoned hope of returning the item. It's a detail which may come back to later. It's such a concept called yeyush. After someone has stolen something, has been miyayish, so the criminal, the thief, is required to pay back only money. He doesn't give the item. He acquires the item. Through yeyush, there's a transference of ownership. He's not allowed to steal, that's for sure. And he has to make the guy whole. He's got to pay him back, but he doesn't give the item back if there was yeyush. Okay? So, Rabbi Yonah says there's a difference. If there was yeyush, so then the matzah is mine. You have to pay him for it, but meanwhile, I can keep the matzah, so then that would not be a problem. Okay, we may come back to that point. But now the Gemara continues. Yona Omar, Ein Avera Mitzvah. This is Ein Avera Mitzvah. It means you can't have an Avera then become a Mitzvah. In other words, you can't do it. Right?
Even with
Yesh? But yeah, Ein Avera Mitzvah. Well, that's the question. But let's assume with the Yesh. But Ein Avera, let's assume it's before Yesh, right? Ein Avera Mitzvah. Okay? But then Abiyosi Omar, Ein Mitzvah Avera. Which some learn to mean he's arguing. He's saying, no, when there's two separate things. In other words, I did an aveira, there's no doubt about that, but that doesn't impact the mitzvah. You know, you get a check for doing the mitzvah, you get an X for doing the aveira, you know, on your record card. But I mean, that's what he says. But here's the point that's our point. So let's see. So that's what it's all about. Amar Abhila, Eila HaMitzvahs Im Asisan Kimitzvahsan Hein Mitzvahs Im Lav Einan Mitzvahs. Rabbi Hila derives from our pasuk here in Parshas Chukosai. Eila hamitzvahs. Eila hamitzvahs means you have to do the mitzvahs in the proper way as mitzvahs. Okay, if you don't do them that way, then they don't count as mitzvahs. Meaning, not only do you get the avera for stealing, but you don't even get credit for the mitzvah. That's called mitzvah b'avera, right? And the Penei Moshe there explains Look in the Ridvaz. The Ridvaz is source four. Ridvaz is one of the commentaries in the Rishonim. He was in the early 20th century. Lived. Yaakov David Volovsky, I think his name was. He was a colorful character. The big Talmud Chacham. He came from, I think, from Slutsk originally. He was in Chicago. The story is, you know, in the early 1900s. So, like a lot of things in Chicago, the shechita industry was under the control of the mob. And he tried to clean it up, and he had to run away from Chicago. The story is, there was a contract out. I don't know if that's true. But he had to run away. He ran to Eretz Yisrael and became Roman Tzad. But he had to run away from Chicago. Anyway, so his parish in Shalom is printed in the Chal and Zoyim and other places. The Ridvaz says, Rabbi Yona Omer Ein Avera Mitzvah, Rabbi Yossi Omer Ein Mitzvah Avera. He says, parish, Demar Omer Bahailish, Nomar Hama Bahailish. There's no machokas here. They just said different ways. He says, Ein Avera Mitzvah, Ein Mitzvah. It means the same thing. You can't turn a mitzvah, an Avera, into a mitzvah. Okay? It's a Hama Mitzvah of Avera. Okay? And lo yotzum matzah ziyach, yechavosu matzum yechav meshu mitzvah v'aver. So Ridvaz is saying this is a mocker in Talmudic literature for the concept that we know as mitzvah bo v'aver. Right? It's a mitzvah bo v'aver. However you want to phrase it, a mitzvah v'aver, a v'aver mitzvah. It means the same thing to the prince. He says they're not arguing. The most others say they are arguing. But he says they're all agreeing. And Ratzon v'omar de lo yotzum matzah ziyach. Not just, even though the Gemara's Lashon was Asur levarich aleha, look back in two. Tamei matzah gzula asur levarich aleha. He says it means this: you can't use it for the mitzvah. It's not just a matter of the bracha. You can't use it for the mitzvah. Do yotzah b'matzah zu yidei chavos matzah mitzvah mitzvah b'aver. Now I printed the pasuk for you. Tillim perakud pasuk gimel source five. Kihila rosh al tavos hamshur v'tei berach niyitz Hashem. Fine. There is a similar sugya in the Bavli in Psachim. Okay, that was a Yerushalmi. So there we have a mokor from a pasuk in our parsha, which is Darshan, the new Yerushalmi, to teach you can't do an avera and then use that item for a mitzvah. Ela mitzvahs, you do the mitzvahs properly. If not, they don't get credit. They're not called mitzvahs. Not that you did an avera, but plus you did a mitzvah. The whole mitzvah is no good. That's what I'm trying to stress. In other words, you could argue I did an avera. Good. That's wrong. Not good. It's wrong. But it doesn't impact the mitzvah. The did a mitzvah above avera means you don't get credit for the mitzvah.
So it doesn't
matter. No, I said you could say that it doesn't. You know, you could argue that, I mean, logically, you could argue the two things are not good. I stole this item, so I violated this of stealing. But now I'm eating a piece of matzah, so I fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. Mitzvah abu abavera teaches no. Not only do you get the avera, you don't get the mitzvah. That's the idea. And they learn enough in this pasuk, eva mitzvah, you have to do things the right way.
Don't compartmentalize it.
Right, it's one act. Now we'll have to see what the limitation of that is. That's what the right shiur. You look in source number six, the Mishnah and Psachim. Here are the grains which you can use to make matzah and pesach. Mechitim, misorim, kusmin, shibon, shibon, shol, the so-called five chameshes minei dogan. Okay, wheat, barley, rye, oats, and spelt. Okay, you can get spelt matzah. People have gluten intolerance. My other son, or people are celiac or whatever, so they can't eat wheat matzah. So we got for him the spelt matzahs. Yeah, spelt matzahs were about the round, the hand-baked spelt matzahs. I don't know how much I got. I bought a box. It's $30. Okay. The three matzahs in the box. $10 a matzah. So I got to ration it. Anyway. What? The ham was I'm right. Yeah. I took it. Huh? Yeah. Anyway. But then the Mishnah goes on and says, the yotz and b'dmai my sheshen is not the promosu my sheshen v'hektesh nifto. What about when you have produce, right? These five grains are all agricultural produce, obviously. So you didn't separate the proper tithe. You didn't take trumi, you didn't take maisa. So if yotzin b'demai, demai is when there's a suffix, whether you took the proper tithe. Or maisa rishon shenitl trumaso. Maisa rishon trumaso means you give your, from the tithe, you give 2% to the kohen, that's called, approximately 2% of the kohen, that's called truma. Then you have to give 10% of what's left to the levi, that's called maisa rishon. The kohen, when he gets his 2%, then has to take 10% of what he gets and give it to the levi. The levi. When he gets his 10%, has to take 10% off of that. It's called maisa mina maisa, or trumas maisa. A non-levi is allowed to eat maisa. A non-kohen cannot eat truma. A non-levi is allowed to eat maisa. Okay? But you have to wait until the truma was taken off, the part for the kohen was taken off. Anyway, if you eat matzah made out of all that, is good. Or maisa sheni. Maisa sheni is in certain years, in a 7-year cycle, so in years 1, 2, 4, and 5, 7th year Shemitah. In years 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the 7-year cycle, after you take your 2% for the kohen, then your 10% for the levi, then you take off another 10%, you don't have to give it to anybody, you eat it yourself, but you have to eat Yerushalayim. And the Torah says, let's say it's too much stuff to schlep to Yerushalayim, so you can be poded. You can take coins and transfer the kedusha to the coins, which you can put in your pocket, and bring those to Yerushalayim and spend it on food there. So that's called Maitsasheni or Hektish or Hektishin Nifdu, they've been redeemed. Okay, so you can use that too. Kohanim can eat matzah from challah, the dough that's separated, that's how they bake it into matzah, or truma, like it's theirs. Avalo betevel, the Mishnah says, not tevel. Tevel means produce from which truma hasn't been taken. It's called tevel. No one can eat that. Not the Kohen, not the Yisrael. Nobody can eat that. Okay, so you can't have matzah made out of tevel. Lo b'maisa rishon shelo nitzu truma, so the truma wasn't taken. Or v'lo b'maisa shen rekti shelo. Anyway, that's the Mishnah of Psachim. I printed all the Rashi there in source number 7. Okay, we're talking about, Rashi says, Eilu Dvarim, we're talking about the first night of Pesach, for the mitzvah of matzah. As opposed to the rest of the week, we know there's no mitzvah to eat matzah the rest of the week, just can't eat chometz. But you don't have to eat matzah, you can eat potatoes, or whatever, you can eat other things. But on the first night, of course, of the Seder, or outside of Rosh Hashanah, the first two nights, you must eat matzah. That's why we only make the bracha of Alachilas matzah the first night, the first two nights. If I eat matzah during the week, well, I make hamotzi, because I'm eating, you know, it's my meal, but I don't have to say Alachilas matzah. Right, so anyway, so the Rashi tells that this mission is torn mishum chovas matzah. Yes, please. The Lila Rishon shum chuv lachom matzah because you're erech tov matzah. Fine. So it identifies with all these different. You know, not everybody agrees that what we call spelt today is the same spelt or oats. I'm sorry, my son had oat matzah, not spelt. I said spelt. He had oat matzah, not spelt. But if you can get spelt also. Anyway, the question was the same thing we call today. Not my problem right now. In any event, that's a sugya in Pesachim. So the Ran, in commenting on that mission, says something the mission doesn't tell us. What's the problem with all these things? Let's say I can't eat matzah from Tevel, where the tithes weren't taken. So take a look in source 8. The Ran, commenting on the Riff from Pesachim, Tesam Abayis in the page of the Riff, Avalob Tevel, Avalob Maisa, Rishon, etc., etc., says the Ran, Taima, the Chol Hani, Mishum, the Havalai, Mitzvah, Bob, Avera. If you eat matzah, that was from Tevel, meaning the tithes weren't taken, so that's going to be called a mitzvah b'ol aveira, because now I'll eat that matzah. Tevel is non-kosher, basically. I mean, it's bread, but it's non-kosher. Yeah, with the
aveira wasn't the appropriate cabinet. It happens to be there.
That is correct, but according to this Ran, that's no different. There's no difference. You're right. Good observation. Let's see. The Ran says there's no difference. The Ran says, listen, this is his time of the b'chol hani, the b'chol hani, mishum davar a mitzvah b'ol aveira. If you eat matzah of Tevel, that's in a category of mitzvah aveira. And then the Ran says, the Garcin Yerushalmi quotes Ari Yerushalmi in Challah, I just showed you, based on the pasuk in Aras Sedrit. And he says, you see that it applies to all the mitzvahs, right? Eila ha-mitzvahs, our pasuk, yimasiyosim kimitzvahs, right? Mitzvah, lav, any mitzvah. There's an iser to eat matzah of Tevel. You're not allowed to eat matzah, you're not allowed to eat anything of Tevel. You're not allowed to eat matzah of Tevel. Some food which you're not allowed to eat cannot now count to the mitzvah. Matzah, that's called mitzvah b'aveira, says the Ran. Yeah.
Somebody who stole matzah, it's stolen as to him. It's not stolen as another person.
Tevel
matzah is always
tevel,
no matter who that's.
Okay, so here, hold the thought. But according to the Ran, he's not interested. The Ran says at this point, is that, listen, mitzvah b'aveira, there's an issue of achilas matzah, of achila on this item. Right, this is called matzah of tevel. I'm not allowed to eat it, so therefore, if you're not allowed to eat it, if I do eat it, I cannot get credit for eating the mitzvah matzah, fulfilling the mitzvah matzah on Pesach night. The Kiryat Sefer from the Mabit on the Rambam Hilchos Chometz Matzah Perek Vav, it's mitzvah on the test. It says matzah tevel, all these things, you're not allowed to use them to hurry mitzvah above there. And he quotes this Yerushalmi. So this Yerushalmi, based on the pasuk here in Parshas Lechukos, that seems to be a principal source or a concept of mitzvah above there. The more famous source for mitzvah b'ol aveira is the famous Mishnah Sukkah Chof Tesem Bei, source number 10, where the Mishnah says, we spoke about mitzvah b'ol aveira several years ago, but there's a different aspect tonight. The Mishnah says, lulav agazel my yavesh posel. I stole a lulav, I'm not allowed to use that lulav on Sukkah. It's also yavesh means dried out. And I'm not allowed to use that posel. Okay, Rashi says, lulav agazel says the lulav means the whole package, the lulav with the, you know, and you know, Hadassah and Rabbis are discussed in a later Mishnah. Fine. Why is the lulav gozel stolen lulav pasul? So second Rashi 11 says Chof Tesem Beis in Sukkah gozel pasul because it says ulakachtem lochem. The Torah, when formulated in the midst of taking the lulav and the Arba Minim on Sukkah, says ulakachtem lochem. Lochem means it's yours. Lochem is mishel lochem. It's your own and not stolen. Okay. Yavesh for a different reason. Fine. Okay. The Gemara on that Mishnah, starting on Chof Tesem Beis in Sukkah, going over to Laman of Alav, says the following. One second. Gozel, I understand, Bishlomo Yom Tov Rishon, the first day of Sukkot. Because as we know, and I printed it, looked down at 15, we'll skip a moment, in Pasuk says in Parashah, Gimel Vayikra Pasukhem, Ulekachtem Lochem Bayom HaRishon, the midst of taking the Lulav, and it says, Priyatodar, Kaposwarim, Esuk, Lulav, Anafetzovot, says Hadassim, Arenochot, Arovis, right? The midst of Lulav, Midoraisa, is only the first day, just like the mitzvah of matzah is only the first night. The mitzvah of lulav on the first day is only the rice on the first day. everywhere other than in the Beis HaMikdash. At the end of the pasuk says, "Usmachtem lifnei Hashem." When you're lifnei Hashem, that's in the Beis HaMikdash before God. Then it's shivas yom. But that's not our topic right now. The point is that the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, the Arba Minim, is only the Raisa. The Raisa is only the first day of Sukkot. The fact that we take the Lulav the rest of the week is the Rabbanan Zeichel HaMikdash. Okay, remember these are doing the Beis HaMikdash. But so 1 second. So the Gemara asks back in 12. 1 second. So it says that word lochem, which teaches it has to be yours, lukachtem lochem b'amarishon. That only explains why I can't use a stone of lulav on the first day of Sukkot. But the Mishnah made no distinction. The Mishnah, back in source 10, just said lulav ha'gozel is possible. It didn't say only the first day. Sounds like it's possible the whole week. So wait a minute. So it says the Gemara in 12, el gozel b'shom yot ha'rishon d'chtiv lochem isha lochem. El gozel b'shem amaylo, what's wrong on the rest of the days? Was, I mean, again, you're not allowed to steal, but why shouldn't it count as the mitzvah of lulav? You can't say because of lochem. So Amr Yochanan, Mishum the Havalei Mitzvah Bo Bavera in the top of Lamed Aleph, because it's a Mitzvah Bo Bavera. Okay, that's now. What's the source? The Shneimar, the Gemara here says the pasuk in Malachi, Vaveisem Gozel Vesapeseach Vesacholai. Quoted the look down in 16, Malachi Parak Aleph Pasuk Gid Gimel. It says, Amartem Hine Matlavi Pachtem Osom Hashem Tzok. I think the Haftarah Parshas told us. It says, Vaveisem Gozel. The Navi is rebuking the people for bringing unworthy karbonas. You bring stolen animals, you bring vesapisech, is a lame, an animal got no legs, you know, vesachola, a sickly animal, vavesim esamincha, ha'ertzo som yerchem Hashem, this is what I want from you. Right? The Navi is rebuking the people who are doing mitzvahs in a sloppy way. So the Mishnah, the pasuk rather, links gozel, stolen a carbon, with a pisech, with a lame, an animal's got no feet, no legs, right? So says the Gemara back in 12, second part of Laman Rav, says, gozel dumi de pisech. The pasuk juxtaposes gozel dumi de pisech. What does that mean? Ma pisech lesay takanto. Av gozel lesay takanto. Okay? Just like animals with no legs, it's not going to grow back. Okay? That's it. The animal's a lame animal. Av gozel, so gozel also can't be fixed. What does that mean? Now comes your part of it. Lo shno lifnei yeyosh, but lo shno lachar yeyosh. Okay? Now, bishlomo lifnei yeyosh, I understand. The Torah says, Adam yakriv mikem omar achmonam. Book in source 17, Vayikra, the beginning of Vayikra, Parak Alap, Sigma Alap and Beis, Vayikra, Moshe, whatever Shalom, Omoy, Lamor, Dabriel, but he's one of them, Ozam, Kiakri, Mikem, that Mikem is like Shalachem, Lachem, same thing, has to be yours. So I understand why you can't bring before Yehush is not yours, but Lav Dideu, not his, not yours. Elalacha Yehush, Hakanya Yehush, but we said before, your Kona through Yehush, Elalav must be, because Mishum Dalala Mitzvah Baba Evera, which applies even after Yehush, that's what the Gemara says. So, what do we see from this Gemara? Another source of mitzvah above there. This pasuk, avesem gozel esipiseach, and so on and so forth. Okay, now the truth is, I printed the Rashi's right. On the 13th, am I lo meichet? What's wrong on the second day with the stolen lulav? Again, we're not advocating stealing. That's definitely also. The question is, what is it? Why is it possible mitzvah? The answer is because this pasuk avesem gozel. Rashi says, look at 14, Shenemar Vaveisim goes on, it's the Patapul Amaralaf in Sukkah, the Ashkechon Krah, the Oser Lahavi Mitzvah Bavera. That pasuk forbids you from bringing, doing a mitzvah with an item that was used for an Avera. You stole it. Okay, and therefore, Afil B'Yeyosh and so on. And we see from the pasuk by carbon, even though it might be yours, you still can't use it for the carbon. That's why I said at the end of 14, the last Av Gozel, right? Afilu Achi Akuvim is Bechlo. Maybe you acquire legal ownership from a point of view of, I don't know, all, you know, again, legal, but it's not good for a carbon. Okay, and I have the psukim there. Let's move to source 18. Just explain the Maram in the back of the Gemara, Maram Lubin. Sukalamadav and Chassam Sofer, and that his comment, he said more or less the same thing. Just explain how you get it from the pasuk, because it says Vaveisim Gozel Esapiseach. It compared Gozel to Piseach, not to Chola, because Chola you can get better, right? The Piseach, the animal's lane is not getting better. That's why it's a juxtapose. The Gozel can't be rectified. That's how both the Maram and Chassam Sofer say. Fine, but Tosfos asks the following question: Dibur Maskul Mishuma, not Dafin Sukalamadav 20. Tosfos asks the following question. That pasuk in Malachi is talking about karbonas. I can very easily argue that you can't jump from there to say it's a stolen rules pasuk. Maybe carbon is, you're coming to the Beis HaMikdash, there's a different set of rules. Who said that's true? And why did, how did the Gemara jump and say, well, the pasuk, the gozel, carbon, I get it. I can't, who says the lulav gozel? Maybe it's only done by karbonas. Right? That's what Tosfos is. The Afagab, the Kor Gabi, carbon, ksiv. Tosfos, no. Who are din b'chol mitzvah? No. It's all by all mitzvahs d'oraisa. How do we see? K'divuchu b'reish ha'gozo kami, quoting one Baba Kama, and I printed it for you here, 321, Baba Kama tzadi dalon al t'tanya, v'lezun Yaakov amar, hari she'gozo saw shochiti, a guy stole a saw's worth of wheat, tochna, and then he or she, whatever, ground it up, losha, made it into dough, v'afon, baited, v'hifrish menachala, and did the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. Ketzem nevarach, how can you say a bracha on that? Ein zem nevarach alev night. Val zem nema, the pasuk from before, but say a berach, nietz Hashem. Right? Rashi says in 22, goes on nevarach. So you see, says Tosis now back in Sukkah, you see from that Gemara, that's not about a carbon, that's from the mitzvah of Farsh Eschalah. So you see from there that we extend it to other mitzvahs as well. That's what Tosis says. So it's interesting, the Anna says aside. You understand? So in other words, I could have argued maybe the pasuk where Esam goes on special din by Karbonis, maybe it's, the Beis Hamikdash is stolen, but that, you wouldn't translate necessarily to the Lulav. So says, yeah, you do, because you see it from the Gemara of the Kama, they transferred it over to Farsh Eschalah. So the Kappa Smarim, it was from Moshe Chaviv, writes as follows, early Achron, writes in the Kappa Smarim, on Sukkah Lamino, 23, he says, Kosu Od. So he says, one second, why is that a better Raya? In other words, Tosis asked, how do we know we extended from carbon to lulav? Because you see from the Gemara, Baba Kama, they extended up Rosh Hashanah. Okay, but how do you know you could do that? In other words, what Raya is that? How do you know it works out for Rosh Hashanah? Well, it works by lulav. Circular reasoning in a way. Right? Why not just be, you see the Gemara in Sukkah extended it to lulav, so why is that any better? That's what he asks. Okay, see, basically, I'm not going to read inside, but basically answers because, let's remember for a moment, the Gemara in Sukkah, why is it Gemara become a better Raya for Tosis than the Gemara in Sukkah itself? Well, Tosis, how do you know you extended? Yeah, but he said more. He said, because we're talking about the second and third, etc. days of school, it's only Darbonon. I might have argued, Darbonon, maybe they're stricter. Why? Because, people tend to view Darbonon, it's only Darbonon anyway. So therefore, I wouldn't necessarily know that it's a deraisa mitzvah, right? So that's how he answers. That's a side point. But now, the Gemara in Sukkah goes on, okay? I want to read inside. You can see, look on the fourth line of 23. Rabbanon asu chizuk chachamim. Chachamim, someone wants to strengthen it. Says, there, it's possible, mitzvah bo'averim. Okay, but maybe I wouldn't have thought of that by Tadat Torah mitzvah. It wouldn't apply. You don't need the chizuk. No, you see my first chavad does. Okay. There's another pasuk that's relevant, 24, pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Samach Aleph, pasuk Ches, says, Ki ani Hashem oev mishpat sonei gozo ba'ola. So the Gemara in Sukkah continues, the same sugya, 25, Lamed of Aleph in Sukkah, says, Amar Yochum Hashem Hashem Yechai, same speaker, Ma'i dechsiv, what does that pasuk mean, Ki ani Hashem oev mishpat sonei gozo ba'ola? Because Baruch Hu loves justice, I hate when you steal and bring karbana. So mashal, the Gemara gives a little mashal. Melech pasuk adam, so over al Beis HaMechas, he was traveling past like a toll booth or whatever. Omar Lavod of Tnu Mechas Lamuchsim, pay the charges. So the servant said to him, Halo Kala Mechas, Kosher, comes back to you. You're the king. It's not like a democracy. It all comes back to your treasury. What here? Remember, I was once at a breakfast years ago with a friend of mine. We both worked for a certain organization. It was a breakfast organization. They had a big box in the front so you can put in donations. And those are my friends. He took a $10 bill. I'll see you next week. Put it in. We get paid by that organization, right? But anyway, so what's going on here? It goes back to the king. So he said, Amar Lahem, Mimenu Yilmedu Kol Ovei Drachim. People will see me. They'll learn what he's supposed to do. Below Yavrichatz on they won't try and get out of paying the taxes. Alpha Kadosh Baruch Hu Amar. Because what is the difference of Kadosh Baruch Hu? He owns everything anyway. So you bring him a carbon. What does he get? Came from this guy. He stole from that guy. It's all his anyway. So Amar Hashem, Alpha Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Hashem, Sone goes well. Mimenu Yilmedu Banai. They'll learn from me, stay away from Gezel. Okay, so you see that by Ola as well. So just conceptually, we're trying to understand what is this Gemara doing. It's telling us what the Svara behind Mitzvah Bo'avair is. It's something which it smells bad. There's something wrong with it. In fact, the Yerushalmi, in that same Sugya and Sukkah, the Yerushalmi, Paragim HaLachal, says, Amar Rav Levi, 27, Zehu note the Lulav Gezel, Lamahu Dalmeh, okay, he stole something from the governor's house and food, and he's presented it to the governor. It's his, right? We've heard that expression before. Ein kategor, nasa sanegor. The defense attorney can't be the prosecutor. A kategor is a prosecutor attorney. Sanegor is a defense. He can't not be the same person. So you're going to have this lulav, which was stolen. I'm going to shake it. And that lulav has a big sign on it. Not really, but stolen lulav. You know, that's it reminds the country, well, he stole that thing. That's Ein Kateger Nasa Sanegri. You give somebody a present, it was his to begin with. We probably all came up with that with Shalchmonis once in a while, right? Right. You know, you go to the house, you give him Shalchmonis. Then the people smooth around and say, here, let me give you something. You give him back the same one. Or you get something, and on the bottom it says, you know, after you open up, it says, well, Schwartz family. You don't know what it was on the plate. You got to be careful, right? But anyway, but that's the Yushalmi. Okay, that's the Korban Eid explains in 28. V'nimtzah shatamchu mosh mishalam melech. Kacha gozu uki'ilu shal kodesh baruch hu. Shekolo goer elke, say the same thing. But shenase sanegoro kategoro. Kacha da'o yimim shabaluv. Sheboi ma'ahazku z'chuson Yisrael. The whole purpose of Abraham Minim is the z'chuson Yisrael. Hayo mazke avono. He reminds himself, he's using that. He had it in the closet someplace. He wouldn't think about it. He takes it out and he's showing, oh, right, I stole this thing. That's how the famous also Michel Shulton, right? Afkan Nase Kategor Shugozu Ude up the Sheni puzzle, and it's even like the Sheni. Then do Lochem. It's Mitzvah Boba Veir. Imagine Tanchum and Parshas Emor there. And also Yur Ches, I'm not going to read it. So it's number 30. But he says basically the same thing as a whole long story. You know, the just an elaborate presentation of the Medrash, right? About the Mela and whatever. He said, he called somebody basically. You know, was a thief, and they ended up. He's gonna be the one to defend, and he himself was a thief, right? So the king said he's the guy who's defending. Anyway, you can read it. It's a similar type of.
Are we talking about stolen stuff, or
does it extend to like? Well, so far. We'll see. We're gonna see some of the. Yeah.
What's
okay. Yeah.
More with a woman that comes to come in. They stole the bean.
Yeah. Then they said, yeah.
That comes out.
We got the sukkah. They told us to let them keep it, right? They said the sukkah is good. So we'll have to see a distinction. We'll have to see. Okay, we'll have to see. Yeah. Anyway, the Medrash Tanchuma has the whole thing about a guy who stole. He was one ended up being and the king recognized. What do you mean? You were the thief yourself? You know? Okay. Anyway, so. It's interesting, the Noda Behuda, source 31, and one of his chuvas in Chelek Arachaim, Madur Tinyona, Chelek Arachaim, Sim Kuf Lam Adal. I printed the first paragraph because it says that this chuva was finished by his son. The Behuda is a Bechezka Levi of Prague. His son's name is Shmuel. We have Shmuel. He said, Amar Shmuel, Ad Kan Vesulo Nimtzva Atokat Sefer, Hashinecha Roch Adoni Avi Mori Rabbi Agonzal. Apparently, he was in the middle of writing this chuva when he passed away. He hadn't finished it. So the son, he was talking about Nitzvah Lewis, his son, right, I'm going to finish, and what I think my father meant or said. Anyway, so he says, he's wondering why the Gemara had to bring in this whole, he had a Pasuk, Rav Esim, and goes over to Pesach, which we analyzed, what did the Gemara have to bring in this whole, you know, muscle, and, you know, so he says, because the truth is, he says, because where's the Pasuk from? It's not a Pasuk in the Torah. It's a Pasuk in Malachi, it's a Pasuk in Navi, Trey also. We don't exactly learn halachic rules from Pesukim and Navi. Right, it's a remez, it's a nice thing, but it's hard to do it. So therefore, he said the Gemara had to show that it's logic and so also. Right, that's why the Gemara went on. In fact, the Ritzvo in his commentary Sukkah Laman Rav 32 said there's some gears that don't even have the earlier pasuk, the other pasuk. Okay, he thinks it's better because okay. Anyway, bottom line. So we have a Svar the Chayodam in source 33 Chelak Alav Chal Samaches brings Sifyud. Klasan Chesed Chayadam. Yeah, nothing to do once, so maybe I'll think of all my shuas. Klasan Chesed Chayadam should be mandatory reading. It's not long, and he has all the rules of mitzvahs. Zvi'zin Makdimel mitzvahs and the mitzvah, all the principles. One paragraph each one. A nice Klasan Chesed. You know, someone wrote a sefer explaining each one. I don't know someone, but if you have nothing to do once and you want to just learn about mitzvahs, read the Klasan Chesed. So in Sif Yud. He one of the things he writes about mitzvahs. 33 Shalot Tia Mitzvah Abov Avera. Kegon Shagoz Al Titis Al Matzah Lulav Hasharmi Dun the Rice and so on. Adam Kerakim Kemal Tis Agozo. The Harbe is Hero La Harchik Bedavar Shalay Shum Gezel Mitzvah Dim Lokein Nase Kategor. It's the same idea. You don't use in Kategor Nase Kategor. Your defense attorney, your mitzvah can't be. Now, the thing is like this. The question we have to look at really is. Well, how far do we go? Yes, what about if a guy drove his, I'm shopping this again. How far is, how related do the Avera and the Mitzvah have to be, you know, for us to apply Mitzvah Bob Avera? Okay? So, there is, in that same mission, Sukkah, Chav Tesson Beis 34, says, Shall Asherah v'shal Irani Dachas Posel, a little that comes from an Asherah tree. Asherah tree is a tree that was worshipped by Avodah Zarah. Okay? And here in Idaha, a city where all the Jews worship Avodah Zarah, has to be destroyed, and the tree is from that city, and you got the love from that tree, puzzle. Okay, Rashi explained in 35, and then in Sukkah of Tesavays, Rashi said, Shal Asherah Ilan Shovinus of Avodah Zarah, Shal Idachas, why? He says, Mishum de la Sreifa Koi, because the Torah says, you got to burn everything in the city. So we have a rule, he quotes the Psukim, and he says, at the end of 35, it came on the Hyla Sreifa Koi, Rashi says, Ain't Shura Kaim, the Chesar of Dome. Halachically is viewed as burnt, even if we actually physically burned it. And a load has to have a certain height. This item has no height. Why it's supposed to be burnt? Physically, it's still there. But once it's supposed to be burnt, that's called Ksusi Mikdashu. That's the Gemara 36. Sukkah Lamed Heyman Aleph. Shall I share with you that's possible? My timer. Kevon de la Sreifa Koi. Ksusi Mikdashu Rei. It's as if it's sheer, it doesn't exist. It's as if it's already burnt. That's why. That's what the version of the text that we have in our Gemara. However, look at 37. The Rabbeinu Hananel on that Gemara says a different version. Shall I share with Shonadach as possible? Says, you know why? Mishum dehalo mitzvah bo ba'avera. Now that's pretty distant. Somebody worshipped this tree, and now I get a lulav from that tree. According to our version of Gemara, it's got nothing to do with mitzvah ba'avera. It's a special rule. It's supposed to be burnt. Okay? But the Rabbeinu Hananel had the text, Mishum dehalo mitzvah bo ba'avera. Okay? The Rambam, in the parish of Mishnah Sukkah, Paragimel Mishnah Aleph, also writes, 38, Mitzvah bo ba'avera, ain't a mitzvah. Rambam also seems to say it's possible because of what? Mitzvah abu abaveru. Okay? And he says the Asherah tree, where the tree itself was worshipped, whatever the details are. But Lamaisa, we have, according to these Rishon, Rabbeinu Hananel and Rambam, Mitzvah abu abaveru seems to have an expansive reach. Okay? Because I didn't worship this tree. I didn't know some guy worshipped this tree. Or could be even a Jew, whatever, worship that the Gemara discussed distinction. But the Jew worshipped the tree, you know, last week, 10 years ago, whatever. And I now use a loaf from that tree. That's called Mitzvah Bavera. According to our text, no. In fact, Tosus says, look in the eye, that same Tosus, on Lamed Aleph Aleph in Sukkah, Mishum Davar Mitzvah Bavera, Tosus asks him, Tomar, Lekamon, the Paslina Luv Shal Shev Shanadasa Mishum the Mitzvah Yurei. Why did, Tosfos assumes like our Gersa, why did the Gemara have to come up with the reason it's supposed to be burnt? Typically, Mishum Mitzvah Bovera. Why didn't it say because of Mitzvah Bovera? Okay? Now, the next question relates to a technicality in that Gemara, but we'll leave that out. The Yesh Lomar, the Lodomi Legezel, it's not the same. The Machma, here's what Tosfos says, the Machmas Averes HaGezel Bo'o HaMitzvah Sheyotzebo. Tosfos says, in order to apply, this is rule one or whatever, caveat one, in order to apply mitzvah bo ba'avera, it has to be that the avera somehow contributed to the performance of the mitzvah. In other words, because I stole this lulav, I now have a lulav on sukkahs. Machmas ha'avera, averas ha'gezel, bo ha'mitzvah. Avahani, but by Asherah, it's not because someone worshipped this tree that I now have a lulav. Right? The avera really has nothing to do with the mitzvah. So at least according to Tosfos, in order, right? Machmas Averish Hazbo, me nothing, babe. Now he says, Miu Yeswar, he said there are versions of the text that learn in that Gemara Lamed Hey. Why is that so shall say, my time shall it's over there? But Tosfos the Girsa Mishubeshes, it's not correct. So according to the rule of Tosfos, yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Who's obligated to destroy the
Yerim? The Bezin has to destroy the Bezin, right?
The Bezin, who destroyed? So if everyone
people. I guess, yeah.
If we're all obligated, then. And we can't take this out.
Now that's interesting. Interesting point, but still, it's hard to say. Right, but it's hard to say that. Right, I hear your point. It's still hard to. What Tosfos chiluk is that it's not because it, maybe it's cause you're saying because we didn't do the mitzvah. That's why. That's interesting. Okay. I hear. But that's not the way Tosfos presents. I hear. Tosfos presents and he says there's an important point. Mitzvah bovera only applies when it's due to the avera. You're saying it's also possible in that case. I hear you. But Tosfos says that. It's not. It's not due to the avera of the worshipping. That was an avera. There's also an avera meaning that we should have destroyed it and didn't. I hear that. But Tosfos, it's not the avera of worshipping that caused this mitzvah. Here it's an enabler. Right? The avera of worshipping did not enable me to do this mitzvah. Well, but the avera of stealing enabled me to do the mitzvah. That's what Tosfos says. The rush. We'll say good. So the rush. Tosfos at the end asks that and leaves it as a question. But he says, but the Rosh says in also Paragimel Simon Tesvav, more or less like Tosfos, right? He says that it's He says the mitzvah of aver. It's not mitzvah of aver because look at the last couple of lines. El vaday lo mikra mitzvah aver el dumi de gezel de machmas avera who the gezel who's a mitzvah yotzva. I'm harafik for machmas aver shenaseis. Okay, that's what the Rosh says also. The problem is now. The problem is there is an earlier Mishnah in Sukkah of Tesamin Aleph 41. Okay, there the Mishnah says Sukkah Yeshana, an old Sukkah, meaning I built it last year Sukkah or whatever, or during the spring I built a gazebo on my patio. It happens to be a kosher Sukkah, right? So now comes Sukkahs. Can I use that? So Beis Shammai Poslin or Beis Hillel Machshirin. Beis Shammai say no good. Beis Hillel says yes good. Okay, what a Sukkah Yeshana. Rashi says more than 30 days before. Okay, as I'm merely aware, the Gemara, the Mishnah itself says, "Ezik Sukkah Yeshana Kosher Asar Kol Machag Tosum Yom." Okay, if you built it 130, Avol Imas Olashem Chag, I feel with Chizos on a Kesher. If I built it, let's say I built it 130 days. Right? I built it for Sukkot. That's how it all going away in September. So I built the Sukkot in August, but I do it for Sukkot. That's for sure. Okay, I do it with same Sukkot. I'm just not going to be it. So it's not that it has to be built within 30 days, even according to Beis Shammai. Anyway, so that's the Mishnah Machok, the Mishnah Daf Tes Amud Aleph in Sukkot. Beis Shammai posting why? Go to the top of the next page. Rashi says Beis Shammai posting the Bo'u Sukkot Lishma. Right, it has to be Sukkah has to be made for the sake of the mitzvah of Sukkot. Within 30 days, we can assume a guy made it for Sukkot. But if he made it half a year ago, presumably something else, unless he actually did it for Shem Sukkot. And Beis Hillel Machshirin says, Rashi, the law be in Sukkot, Shem Chag. There's no such rule. There's no such rule that a matzah, we know, has to be made for the, like you all been to matzah, because of Shem, matzah's mitzvah, right? Matzah has to be made for the sake of the mitzvah of Sukkot. According to Beis Hillel, it's not. You have to have the proper qualifications, the right size, the right type of stuff. But there's no rule that has to be Shem Sukkot. The machokas, Mesham Beis Hillel. Now the pasuk about one of the pesukim by Sukkot says in Parshas Re'e 43 Dvarim Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Gimel Chag Sukkos Tase Lecha Shivas Yomim etc. So the Gemara asks against Beis Hillel Daf Tes Amud Aleph in Sukkot Hachanami Chag Sukkos Tase Lecha Lecha L'Shem Chovcha. Maybe Beis Shammai is right. Chag Sukkos Tase Lecha sounds like you got to make it for Lecha for your use and it has to be Lishma, has to be L'Shem the Mitzvah like Beis Shammai. Gemara says no. L'cha means it's got to be yours and not stolen. We learn from there that it can't be a stolen sukkah. L'mutei gzula, as Rashi says, 45, sukkah, tesmanal, l'mutei gzula, the be'inan tase l'cha, misha l'cha. It has to be your sukkah. That's what we learn from there. We don't learn that it has to be l'shem chovcha. The Tosis asks the obvious question, what do we need a pasuk, chaga sukkah, tase l'cha, that it has to be yours and not stolen? Mitzvah Baba Vera, we know that already, right? That's Tosis Kasha. Tem, Tim Maschal, Humi Boyle, Sukkot Tesman Alam. Tem, a typical Mitzvah Vera. What are we, a special Deva Lachar, special Pasuk? Mitzvah Vera. The high time of Pasuk Esrach, we said by the Lord of Esrach, which is stolen. Even the other days, and so on and so forth, right? We have the Shani and so on and so on. The Yesh Lomar, the time of the Mitzvah Baba Vera, Lav Dorai Se Amad Rabban. Tosis says, Pasuling something as a Mitzvah Baba Vera, is only a psula on the Rabbana level, not on the Daraisa level. And the Gemara there in Sukkah was looking to pasul a stolen Sukkah on a Daraisa level. That's why they needed the pasuk of Chag Sukkot Tase L'cha. So Chiddush and Tosfos, you see, excuse me, and that will make sense a little bit that it's a drasha from a pasuk and Navi and so on, that, on a Rabbana level, and which works out very well, because Sukkah the rest of the week is on a Rabbana to begin with. So it's pasul Rabbana, yes.
But we also don't make a bracha on a Sukkah. Like the
chavit mitzvah,
by Lulav,
we know good. It. Good. So you're making a chavit, but we'll come to that too. Based on a chetzah, that's not the answer. Tosfos gives it's not mitzvah. It is mitzvah b'avera, but mitzvah b'avera only possible to rabbanon level. There's another answer. The Ramban in his chidushim to Pesachim, and that's so good. Lamed Hamad Alti Rasa nearly the yotzim b'tevel. He says we don't even pasuk like this about tzivus from matzah to tevel. Guess what? The Ramban holds we don't pasuk like that. Mishnah, you can use matzah to tevel. For your reason. Okay? The Mishnah said, we don't pass it. He said, Shum Matzasi Bitosus. See that in 47. Matzasi Bitosus. Now, it's not a Tosus that we have. Okay? Rabban quotes a Tosus. We have to understand. I mean, everyone knows it. I'll go over it anyway quickly. You know, even though in the yeshivas we say, Rashi says this way, and Tosus says that way. There's no Tosus said, no person called Tosus. Right? It's many Balayat Tosus, some of which are printed on the page and others aren't. There's a whole debate. Why were certain Tosus works Rizokha to print on the page and others weren't? You know, the printer made decision. As I've said many times, the Tosus HaRosh, in my opinion, is clearer than the toast. And the language is better written, in my opinion, in many areas, better written than the toast on the page. The Tosaurus didn't get printed on the page in most of the sentences. I've been a parrot at some time about a comment about see something clearer than that. Okay, you know, but so just because it was on a page doesn't mean it. But this, we don't know where this is, although it's similar. Tosas parrot, been a parrot, Sukkah, and the Rashmishan, also. So that's probably the bottom of the fragment. Anyway, what does he say? It's another chilek. Shuv matzos mitosas shamru. The ein b'shar mitzvahs mishum mitzvah b'olavir. Guess what? Mitzvah b'olavir doesn't apply by every single mitzvah. That's right. It doesn't apply by Sukkot, so we need a pasuk. When which mitzvah does it apply by? That's what he says. Ella b'karban uvelulav shemahalavim bo. It's a mitzvah. It applies to a mitzvah which somehow directly praises or reaches out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's like we said before, karbanas. Lulav also. Can we do the nanuim? You know, it's a way of reaching Hashem. By those mitzvahs, we say mitzvah b'avavir. With Sukkot, that has nothing to do with that. Okay, and not to the chazan, they don't do that either. So therefore, there we don't say mitzvah blah blah blah. According to this Tosus, we don't have it on our page, but the Ramban quotes. Okay, as a matter of fact, an interesting point: the Rambam in his entire Mishnah Torah never mentions the phrase mitzvah blah blah blah, other than hilchos suin's beach by karbonis. Did not say it by lulav. Okay, he'll say lulav as possible, but he doesn't say the term mitzvah. It's interesting. In a couple of truths, he says there's some funny cases, but it's an interesting horror. That's all. But anyway, getting back to Ramban, the Ramban himself quotes the sheet, he rejects it. He says, why? Because it's against the Rishami that we started with. Because remember, our pasuk came from Parshas Kedoshim, so we learned from Eloh mitzvahs, and the Rishami, and then Chala. Right back in source to the beginning. The Chala Parakal of Aloha, he says, Eloh mitzvahs in Asisin Kimitzvahs, they mitzvahs. Well, I mean, that sounds like it's about all mitzvahs. It doesn't say only mitzvahs that he's praising God with, right? Now, it could be that that's the machlokas of Bava and Yushalmi here. Yushalmi learned mitzvah bover from this pasuk, Eloh mitzvah. That just doesn't appear in the Bavli. The Bavli quotes this pasuk of Esam Gozel, which is by Karbonis. So this tosis that the Ramban rejects is holds. Like the Bavli, it only applies to Karbonis and things like Karbonis. That are, we praise God through them, right? Masha'enu Kain, the Bavli holds, Yushalmi holds, it applies by all mitzvahs. Therefore, the Ramban says, what do you mean? By the Bavli, the Yushalmi. So he comes back and he gives the answer that the Tosan our page gave, right? Aval Ikush, and really, Shemitzah Bavar, Psul Drabbanan. It's only Psul Drabbanan, and that's why we wanted to bring in the Pasuk of Luchot. Okay? The Ritva in Sukkot Tesam Aleph, okay, Dimasa Hodar Minan actually quotes the same Kasha Tosus. What is the Gemara? Need a special Pasuk Lecha? Why not typically have a Mitzvah of Avera? Can I remember Karbon Lulav? And he also quotes this mystery Tosus. Tirtzu B'Tosus, the Lekka of Mitzvah of Avera, Elabedomer Habot Leratzos. Some of this comes to bring Ritzui. Ritzui is again to appease that Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Ke Karbon V'Lulav, Avalo B'Shar Mitzvah. Now he too rejects. He said, well, that's not true because he has to show me. Right? At the end, he says, so he says, mitzvah, and he doesn't want to give that answer that it's only Drabbanan. He said, it sounds like it's a Torah. So he gives a different teretz. I might have thought that it's no good. You need the word lecha to come. You might have thought that it's only by mitzvah l'ratzos, and the word lecha comes to each and not that way. But it's interesting because he mentions, that's the Ritva in Sukkah Tesanav. The Ritva in Sukkah Lamanav, the Ritva in Drabbanan, mentions not only shofar and korban a little bit, shofar also. That's also mitzvah l'ratzos. Stone shofar is also no good, right? Look what it says. The Tirtzu de Lo, we quote that same mystery Tosus, the Ikshu b'Tosus, wherever that Tosus is. We call Malcolm Cambridge to talk about her Ha'ika mitzvah b'avavera. The Tirtzu de Lo, Mina mitzvah b'avera, El b'davar shubal l'ratzos, kigon korban v'shofar v'lulav v'keretz v'hen. Of a sukkah, Shein bar Ritzui, that's not what the mitzvah sukkah is. Lekka mitzvah b'avera. He's a little nearer again. He rejects it, but there is that shita. So that's another caveat limiting mitzvah b'avera. Okay, you're right, but the brachas am akev, it's a separate thing, and you have to say, I hear you, and look, I got you, I understand it, but it's still an interesting limitation of mitzvah b'avera. You're right, but the brach is not an essential part of the mitzvah. That's the zanega, right. Now, the other ritual that I'll show you is in Pesachim, Lamed Heyam, and Beis, Yomaskul Pisu, Alom, Ma'atzu, Ishan, Panabon, etc. So he also discusses mitzvah bov avera, and he's talking about matzah shel tevel. So matzah shel tevel, isn't that a mitzvah bov avera? So he quotes that same tosus, The low assumes of there Ella Bikorban Shabalaratha, so Khain Lulov of Shah Mitzvah's low. And then he rejects it. And so here he comes up with a different reason. The Rizvah says another reason why there's no mitzvah of there. He doesn't like this reason, it only applies. Maybe for you, it could be because they say, bro, you're right. They all reject that Tosus, whatever that Tosus is. But I'm just telling you, they've been in Paris and others say it. So, you know, there was such a shita. But he says, look on the third line of that page, V'chos of a rit, right? V'anan, our priest of Chama Duchten, I said a few places, the lower mina mitzvah of there, Elisha mitzvah, Messiahs, B'kinyono. He's saying more than the Tosus we saw before on Daf Lamed says that the mitzvah has to directly contribute to the avera, as opposed to an asherah tree where the avera had nothing to do with my now doing a mitzvah, somebody stealing. But he said even further here, the ritual, it has to be that because I did the avera is how I acquired this object. It was done through an illegal act. Okay, it was done, and therefore you make a distinction between matzah gzula and matzah shel tevel. Matzah shel tevel, Tosus would say, I'm eating matzah shel tevel right now. The avera enabled me to do the mitzvah by eating. Right, I'm eating. It's the same act. I'm eating tevel. That's osur, okay. And I'm eating matzah. That's the mitzvah. So there. But the Ritva would say no. Matzah shel tevel would not be mitzvah of avera because I didn't acquire the item. I didn't get the matzah through the avera, as opposed to matzah zul. So he has even more than Tosus. Not enough that it enabled, it had to play an even stronger role in enabling the mitzvah.
Stolen money used to buy the matzah.
Stolen money used to buy the matzah. Let's see. So according to the Ritva, they are saying maybe the other way. The Ritva would say that the Tosus, maybe Tosus, I'm not sure. The Ritva, I think, would say that in that case because that enabled. I think so. Anyway, it's a stronger kind of enabling. Okay, but for example, and he makes a distinction. Okay, he says, you know, if I stole matzah fuya, he says, okay, so now that's I already stole a baked piece of matzah. Anyway, that's the chilek that the Ritva has. All right, now there is one other shita that I wanted to mention before coming to the last shita, the Meiri. Okay, there is the Gemara in Sukkah Lamed Aleph Mudaf that the Ritva was talking about. Tana Rabbanan in Sukkah Gzula. What exactly is a sukkah gzula? How do you steal a sukkah anyway? What do you do? You pick it, you know. So he said, they discuss. So sukkah gzula, or a mesachah, which is a rabbi. I put up a sukkah in a public place, not in my yard. Relez a poso, chamach shir. Amar rachon, machlokes, b'shatoke, eschaver, mehotzi, misukaso. Let's say, how do I steal a sukkah? Let's not come into your sukkah with a gun. And then you get out, and I sit there. Right? That's a stolen sukkah. Right? But there is where the machlokas is. But avogozol eitzim, your case, avogozol eitzim, now I stole wood, and I used that for eschach divra kol eino ela demei eitzim. That is my sukkah. I have to pay you back for your wood. That was the case with the beam. Okay, because we have a rule, something called takonos meires, takonos hashavim. The Rashi there in sukkah, Lamed Aleph quotes. Okay, let's say I go ahead and I steal wood. I build the house. Now comes Erev Yom Kippur, I just don't become a Baal Tshuva. I want to, you know, pay back, I stole. But I realize in order to give you back the wood, my whole house is going to come down. I don't want to be that from. I don't want to be such a... Forget it. I'll straighten out the code for another time. So the Chacham were afraid that people they wanted to make it more accessible to the Chumash. They said, if that happened, we have Shinui Maisa, Shinui Mishuz. So we don't require a guy to take his house down. You just have to pay. I have to pay you for the wood. Go up to the market rate, and I pay you for the wood. That's called Takanas HaShavma. Takanas Meiris. Meiris Abim. Okay. There's another case, by the way, of Gozel Sukkah. You have a sukkah that's on a wagon. You have a babish at the back of a truck. They have a sukkah. So when no sukkah, I take the whole sukkah to my house. Another case of stolen sukkah. Anyway.
So you walk into your sukkah when you're not there.
Right. So if you don't have permission, it'll be the same thing.
Yeah. Is that the same like Barney taking a tefillin when you're not in the shul?
So we do have a principle. Right. So that's the question over there. If it depends on know the person. The guy's got a big sign. No trespassing. So then. Right. Anyway, the Meiri on Chof Tessan Beis and Sukkah, Dimash Shalini and Beer 53. So he says another distinction. This relates to the Joshua you said before. He says, "Talk of chaver hotzim sukkaso karken exels ain kang zela." Right? He makes that distinction. He says, "Atshur isil gdola hadoras shemidu shalom." Some say that it's not talking about the gazan, but al kech. We'll get back to. He rejects that. Look at the line. He says, "Here with it." El nearly third line of 53. Shasuka, the difference in sukkah and lulav. There's a big difference. Shasuka ain a yotze begufa. I'm not yotze through using, I'm not touching him. I'm enveloped by the sukkah. I'm sitting in the sukkah. But he says, Eino, he says, by sukkah, karka olam, it's land, it's real estate, right? So sukkah makifaso, the sukkah surrounds him. The kol shakana ain't much mitzvah over there. So then I had yeush, so then there's no mitzvah over there, because it's not as there, I'm not using that item. I am, but I'm not, I don't have any contact with the item. I'm sitting around it. Okay. I'm sitting it, right. But because, so what is the Mi'u saying? He said, mitzvah vol aveira is only when you need that, you're using that chatzah, that item. Then I'm here, I'm not really using it, I'm sitting here. I'm sitting in the sukkah, okay? But I'm sitting in the sukkah. Yes, using it, but it's not the same kind of use as a lulav. With the lulav, the item itself in my hands, I'm actually there, I'm just sitting, in a certain sense. I'm just sitting. I happen to be the zook around. That's the mitzvah, right. So he makes that distinction. And he said it's similar to a distinction between shofar and lulav, says the Miri. Okay? Let's see what that's about. Very interesting question. Okay? But here we come now, you said before, there's a difference between my performance of the mitzvah being affected by an avera, or the item itself, okay, in a certain sense, if I'm sitting in your sukkah, the sukkah itself is not stolen. The item of the sukkah is not stolen. I'm just sitting here. You know, you can come back, and when I leave, you can sit in it, right? The item wasn't stolen. As opposed to if I pick up the sukkah and bring it over here, so I stole the item. But we're talking about the case where I forced you out of your sukkah. I walked in with a gun, told you to get out. So I'm not sitting in the sukkah. The sukkah, per se, is not a stolen item. My performance of the mitzvah is done through avera. But according to what the Miri is saying, that's not called mitzvah b'avera. It's another caveat. It's mitzvah b'avera. It has to do with the chetza of the this is a stolen lulav. Right? And he makes an interesting chiluk. Let's see what that's about. Here's a Mishnah in Shabbos, Kuf Hei Amabez. I'll move to finish over. Kuf Hei Amabez in Shabbos says, Rachman al-Nathan, a relative dies, so we tear kriya, right? We tear our garments. What happens on Shabbos? We don't do it on Shabbos. Don't tear
kriya.
So it says here, kriya, a meso, you're potter. Okay? Now, that's the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, Astira says, Chayev, and your Mechal Shabbos, but your Yotze, they Kriya. So I don't want to go into the details of Kriya right now, but the Yushalmi on that Mishnah, 1757, Shabbos, Perik, Gimel, Och, Gimel, Chavraya, Bo, the Chavra, the Ibn Yeshiva, Bo, and Kume, Rabbi Yosef, the Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Lo, Kena, what do you mean? How could you say that your Yotze, the Kriya? You're not supposed to take Kriya on Shabbos. Let's say I did. So that says your Yotze. You weren't supposed to do it, but Yotze. You don't take Kriya again after Shabbos. Why? So the Gemara is, why is that any different? Why is it any different than Matzah Gzula? That's exactly the point. Okay? See, Gufa Aver and Avar Aver. By Shabbos, I was over an Aver. But it's not a din that there's now the torn item is now Chetz of Isser. It isn't. I did an Aver. Okay? Like, for example, he said, your case, let's say Pesach falls on a Friday night. Like this year, it's on a Friday night. There's no Erev in town, okay? And I went ahead and got my matzah, from, I borrowed from you, whatever, and I carried it through Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos to my house. So he said, you're going to say you're not Yotze the Chol of Matzah? You are, because I did an Aveira, but it's not, you know, this matzah is now matzah which was carried on Shabbos. There's no such category. Okay, so that, you know, it's what this Yerushalmi seems to be saying, and that's the Kohen Adam thing, which explained, here, I did an Avera, okay? But for example, tearing a shirt by itself is not an Avera. On the weekday, I can tear a shirt. Just so happens, the Kohen Adam explained, just so happens, it was Shabbos, it was an Isser, but there's no Chalos on the Chetza. The item is the mitzvah to tear Kriya. I did the mitzvah to tear Kriya. Incidentally, there was an Avera involved. But that's not the same thing as using an item that was stolen, okay? And that's how he says the same thing. If I carry matzah on Shabbos, I'm yotze on Shabbos. Matzah gzula, that's different. That is a chalos on the matzah. This matzah screams out. It's a stolen piece of matzah. But the matzah doesn't scream out. It's a piece of matzah that was carried. There's no such category. You can carry it on a weekday. It's just on the Shabbos you can't carry it. All right, that's how he says it. Yes, right. Now, it's interesting. The Rambam says something different. The Rambam, Hilchos Shofar, Parak Aleph, Halacha Gimel, says that a shofar, a gozel is okay. Again, not telling you to do it. Don't try this at home. But he says, you're not, if you steal a shofar, you're yotzei the mitzvah. Why? He said, hammers home this point. Because guess what, says the Rambam. What do you mean? What is that mitzvah baba avera? Right? The mitzvah, how can I steal a shofar? Says the Rambam, I'm saying outside, but it's in Perek Aleph Gimel. Says the Rambam, because what's the mitzvah by shofar? The sound. The sound wasn't stolen. I heard Tekiah, Shram Chua, Tekiah. So the Rambam, aim the shofar, aim the cold, didn't get a zil. But it's one step removed. That's my point. It's one step removed. The mitzvah says there are, it's only mitzvah haba avera when the avera and the mitzvah are I don't want to just say simultaneous, but more than simultaneous here too. But it's all that is, the chefza, whatever the chefza of the mitzvah is a chefza of iser. You can't say that the kol, the sound of the shofar, is a chefza shel iser. Only what the sounds were, you can't feel sound. The concept doesn't apply. The shofar was stolen, so you shouldn't do it. But Lemaisa says the Rambam, you don't say. Because did you hear the shofar? Yes. Was the chetz of the mitzvah a stolen chetz? No, the sounds weren't stolen. The shofar. Now, the Ravid answered, yes, the Hagos, Ashri, and Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalet, 61, disagrees. He says, shofar goes a puzzle. And he says, you know, and again, because the mitzvah of Bavera. So again, we have another possible limitation of mitzvah of Bavera. I tell Rav Soloveitchik, explain, I'm not going to be inside because I was late, but in 62, the Rishimas, Heshir Eichmann's notes from the Soloveitchik Yom Sukkah on Beis Amar Alev, he mentions this distinction in the name of Chaim. Pierre Zikla Shomor and Shrita Agon of Chaim and Brisk. He says, the Rambam holds that you only say mitzvah of Bavera, look at the last two lines. Adin shel mitzvah of Bavera chal luksul dafka bechetze shel hamitzvah atzmo. It's only when the avera is on the chetz itself, but not the shirt's not the act of tearing was the avera with the shirt, but the shirt's not a chetz shalizer. That's the distinction he makes. Okay, right? That's right, exactly right, and that's exactly right. And therefore, now the other the Hagos Hashri there in Rosh Hashanah Perek Dalet Simni Dalet who disagrees will hold no, it could still be mitzvah bav avera because it doesn't have to be so closely related. That's the same achokas, and again, it could be. Okay, that's the machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi that we started with from our pasuk in here in Bechukosai, Elah mitzvahs. The general thing, you have to do mitzvahs properly. So don't start splitting hairs if it's on the same time or it's exactly the same. Chet, I don't care about that. They do mitzvahs properly. Mashenu Kain, the Bavli, which learns out of Avesim and Sagozol, is talking about the Chetza. And this chiluk, this distinction, emerges from a sugya in Bava Kama, okay, which I want to say briefly now. Because the hour is late, but the Gemara Baba Kama Samazan, or I'll go to Samazan and debate. The Gemara asks, I'll say quickly, the Gemara asks, is Yeush Kone or not? Does the fact that the original owner, Yeush means like despair, I abandon hope, unless I drop a dollar on the subway, he says, forget it. I'm not going to get it back. I don't even think about getting it back. It's gone. So find his keepers. Well, if someone stole something from me and now I'll never see it, I'll travel here, but I'm never getting it back, says Yeush. So does Yeush effect a halakhic change of ownership? The guy has it, now owns it. Again, if he stole it, so he's mechuyev to pay me, but he can keep the item, right? So, what's the din? Amar Ula, 60, all you got to look at first, Amar Ula, minayim liyeyu shein hakonah. How do I know that yeyu is not kone? He quotes that possibly, by basing the gozal and so on. Okay, so according to that, Ula says yeyu itself is not kone. But, there's a gemar bava kama kuf yud dalad, same Ula, we're going to have to skip the whole case, but look at 64, last line, Amar Ula, yadu divya ko yeyu shkoneh. Yeush is Kona. But in 63 he said Yeush is not Kona. Okay? In Gittin, Nun Hey, I'm an Aleph. Same Ula. Yeah, okay, fine. But one place says Yeush is Kona, one says Yeush is not Kona. There's Thera and Ula. And I don't know, complicated further, Gittin, Nun Hey, I'm an Aleph. I look at the 66. Amar Ula Dvar Torah. And my time, Yeush can be low Kona. Kedi means by itself. Yeush is not Kona. So the steer and ula is Yesh Kona, the different sugya is a different way. So whenever you have that kind of steer, you have to figure out which is his principal opinion, which is the exception. Obviously, I mean, he's not a fool. Okay, so he knew what he said in one place and what he said in the other place. It means that there's one rule, but one the question, which is the rule, which is the exception. So Tosus and Baba Kama Samach Zayin and Al Dimas Omer Ula raised this problem. Right? It sounds like here Ula says one way, it sounds like here Ula says another way. So Rabbeinu Tam explains that really, Rabbeinu Tam holds that Yesh is Kona. Okay, Yeush is Kona. The case where he said the Yeush is not Kona, in Bavakama here, Bavesim Gozel, that's by Korba. That's by Korba and Tosu Gozel, or by Mitzvahs. Meaning, what does Rabbeinu Tam hold? The Rav and others explained it. Rabbeinu Tam holds that even if I acquire something to be mine, halachically it belongs to me. Like a thief will steal something after, and it's after Yehosh now. But you still can't use it for a mitzvah. Legally, on paper, I own it. But you still can't use it for a mitzvah. Why? Because I'm going to Tom hold that the chefza, it's still a chefza gozo. It's mine, but it's a chefza gozo. The fact that it was Yehosh is not enough to take away the stigma, the stain of the affair was done with this. But Tom evidently learns that what's the definition of mitzvah about there? Well, this item has a stain on it, so to speak. Right? And so therefore, the fact that I legally own it now doesn't change the circumstances. I still can't use it for a carbon. I can't give it to Hekdesh. Or I still can't use it for a mitzvah. Now, the Re asks many kashas, and the Re disagrees with Rav Natan. And he says, no. He says the other way. Ula really holds Yehosh and Tov. Not kind of the other case, it was Yehosh plus something else. Meaning, the Re holds that once a person owns it, then it's no more mitzvah bo b'avera. Okay, why? Because mitzvah bo b'avera is only, it's on my action. Okay, I didn't, right now I'm using it, so I'm doing a mitzvah. What's it got to do with it? It was an avera a long time ago, and it was Yehosh, so it's mine, so I can use it.
So this the Yehosh without paying for it?
The owner, the thief acquires it legally. He can't use it, he has to pay him back. He has to pay him back once it's true, but meanwhile, though, he owns it. He owns it.
And before he pays it...
Yes. According to the Tom, you can never use it for a mitzvah.
Because it's paying.
Right. But according to the Re, you'll be allowed to use it. Okay? The only thing is for carbon, he said, heck, even before he pays. Yeah. Yeah. Okay? Because, because again, it's too much for now, but it has to do with what's called Shinu Rishus. So he would say, actually, the Re agrees you can't bring the carbon because Hekdesh now is playing a role in transfer of ownership. But it's a little complicated, but that's the Shinu.
And okay. Would you say that by a shofar also?
I guess, yeah.
But
yeah.
It sounds...
Well, that's the Rambam says. Anyway, I just wanted to show you that this may be the same issue. Again, what it comes down to, in nuts and bolts, is mitzvah b'aver a chetzer-related, you could say, a chetzer-related item, or it relates to my performance of the mitzvah. Okay, am I performing this with something that I shouldn't be performing with? According to the Re, well, after Yehosh, okay, I'm performing it with this, I'm not allowed to, it's mine, right? The fact that last week or 2 weeks ago, I stole it. Again, it fit into the other sheet as we saw. And again, it may revolve around this bothering the Yerushalmi. Okay? Whether Eli mitzvah is a general thing, it has to do with my performance, or my Reisim Gozal has to do with the Chetzim. So one last nafkamina that I printed over here, an interesting question. You look in the Shulchan Aruch and see the top range Memtes, okay, Sif Aleph. Mitzvah Boveh, right? So stolen lulav is no good, right? Tell me about lulav. So the Yesh Mishomer, the Lo Nifsal Gozal V'Ganav El Legana V'Gazal Atzmo. Avel Acherim, beyond the first day, that's yours, it's good. So the Magen Avraham, Sukkot and Gemon, the Shabur and Sukkot and Zayin, the Chet talk about it, and they say, I don't want to agree to that. So it's the same Achokas. If you hold it, it's a din in the Chet, and this is called a stolen lulav, it'll apply to somebody else. Right? Because it's still a stolen lulav. I bought it, and he gave it to him. Oh, he gave it to me. He has it, he gave it, and he let me use it. There's still a stigma attached to this lulav. So that's the other sheet. If you hold that it's a nice performance in the mitzvah, that only is about the Gadam and Gadam himself. But I bought it from you. I got it legitimately. What did I do wrong? I'm saying I acquired it legally. There's nothing wrong with my action. No avera attached to what I'm doing.
You
so that... I bought it from you. Now the question is, can I use it? You stole it. Okay, now you sold it to me. I bought it legitimately. So now the question is it still, so according to one opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, it's still, not in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that it's only a problem for the Gadam and Gadam himself to use it. But I can use it, because I didn't do anything wrong. What did I do? I bought it from you. Okay? But according to Rabbi Natan, according to others, the Pastor Banabah, one of them quotes, it would not be, because it's on a chesed. This item still has that stain, so to speak. I'm calling it stain or stigma, stolen rule. Anyway, these are just, a mitzvah b'aver is a subject you can give numerous shiurim on. I just want to give you an overview and see different shittas as to how, what the relationship has to be and how close it has to be. And it's not necessarily so simple, but an interesting shot for you nonetheless. Okay, I wish everybody has a good
day, like driving to Shul Shabbos.
Yes, driving to Shul Shabbos would seem to be more to, not when I drive, but it's got nothing to do with the Shul, right? Now, the Rambam in the Tshuva has a funny Tshuva, and I didn't print it on the page, the Rambam has a funny Tshuva.